The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Yes, I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hi.
I saw something online that I thought I would discuss with you two.
Okay.
It's
okay.
It's like a little conversation piece that fellas have, you know, when you're drinking and you're out. And
all right.
I want to know what your reply would be to this.
Okay.
How many owls do you have to see in a day until you think something's up? Like how many owls, like walking around, like one owl, you'd be like, oh, cool, that's one owl. But at what level of owls, like how many in a day before you're like, this is weird?
Three? Yeah. I rarely see owls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something you see often.
No. It depends where I am, too.
Sure.
If I'm just driving, like, to work.
You saw like, one, you'd be like, oh, cool, an owl. You saw two, you're like, ooh, two owls.
That's weird.
But you'd still be kind of like, that's cool.
Yeah. Or maybe you might think it was the same owl again.
Yeah, maybe, right? Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah.
And number three, you're like, whoa, what's going on here? Why are all these owls around? Like, was there an escape at the zoo or something? Or like, what?
I don't think in my life I've seen more than five or six owls.
Oh, in total.
Like, in total in my life.
For sure.
I don't know if I've ever seen any.
Like, live in person.
Never seen an owl out in the
so if I saw one owl, I'd be like, well, that's weird. Because I assume my brain tells me that they live at night. We all live at night. But you know what I mean?
Well, they're nocturnal.
They're mostly nocturnal. But they'll move around during the day if they need to.
See, like, I see pictures of that. I don't think I've ever seen an owl.
You've never seen an owl?
Like, and not in a zoo or some sort of sanctuary or something.
Yeah,
like
I've never.
I've seen, like, live wild owls before, but yeah, not many.
I've seen maybe two since in the last 5 years.
Wow.
I'm in the bush a lot.
Yeah.
And then I saw a snowy owl once, like a big white dude.
Yeah, I haven't seen those because there was an area where people used to gather and take pictures of the snowy owls because they'd make their nests in the fields.
Oh.
But I only saw it from a distance because I don't really care about owls.
So one for you. One, you'd think something was up. You just think, oh, look, I'm lucky. I got to see an owl today.
I'm kind of hyper-focusing probably on the wrong part of this question. Like, what continues?
Not you.
What is you. Up? What does something's up mean?
Like, this is weird. Like, something's going on. I shouldn't see this many owls. You wouldn't think that at one owl.
One, neat.
I would.
Two, bit
what do you
curious.
Mean you would? You would think there's some sort of conspiracy or escape.
Okay,
or
so that's what we're talking about here?
Like, well, no, just something's like, weird. What is up? Something's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
This
not just curiosity.
Owls. No, not just, oh, cool, I don't get to see an owl.
Yeah, mine would be, oh, that's weird. Thought they were night. I wouldn't think the government's planning something or anything like that.
Why do you have to bring the government into it? I'm just saying something strange. You'd just be like, something's weird. There must have been an owl sanctuary that had a breakout or something. Why are there so many owls?
And then I would think about how quiet they are. When they fly, they're silent.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Who?
Yeah.
Enough with the wise cracks.
I got a video of one actually on my phone that I was just sitting in a tree. And then he flew off. It's not a great video.
Oh.
Well, he was far. He was far away.
Oh, like a live owl?
Yeah.
He didn't fly towards you?
No.
Oh, that would have been a hoot.
Oh, okay. So my brain was racking to think what he was going to go to. And it could.
I got you.
Yeah.
I
cast.
Yeah.
You hooked.
That was good.
I reeled you in.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So here's three. Three's the answer.
Yeah, that's three for me. I'm a little confused.
I've seen owls with no feathers.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Yeah, they're really funny.
They're really long legs.
Yeah,
they longer legs nipples. Than you'd think.
Yeah.
They got
like an old man wearing high pants.
Yes.
Pretty much.
But their body.
Yeah. It really takes away from all the majestic of them.
It's
just like it's pathetic.
True.
It's really sad. But even other birds don't mess with that. They're top of the show.
Oh, they'll get you.
They'll get you. They'll eat your babies. Anyways.
Interesting question, Chris.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I just thought it.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, good morning to you. We're the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey there. That's us. Nothing but a good time. Hey. He wrote that song about us.
Listen, the eclipse is coming. If you haven't, if you've opened your eyes towards any sort of news media.
Do you want some local facts about it?
Local facts?
Yeah.
What's so local about it?
We're not in the path of totality here, but we're pretty close. So we're going to get 98.87% of the sun being covered by the moon.
That's a lot.
Some scientists figured that out. That's most of the sun.
That's quite a bit.
So it's going to start at 2:11 p.m. on April 8th. Okay. And will reach its peak, I guess the most darkness, at 3:25. And it'll be completely done by 4:35 p.m. So there's no official City of Ottawa viewing event for the eclipse because we're outside the path of totality.
Yeah, but it's pretty much totality.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's close, yeah,
so okay. If you do want to go to an organized event, they're having one at the Canadian Museum of Nature from 2 to 4 p.m. They're going to provide eclipse glasses
and
free museum admission. So you can also watch a live stream inside the museum. So that's probably, you know, if you're scared you're going to stare directly at the sun, then you can just watch it on video.
But you're allowed with the glasses, though, right?
Yeah, with the proper glasses, you can. You know, if you need to go to an organized event. If you don't and you have some glasses, just look up, and then you'll see it.
With glasses. Don't stare directly at it.
Yeah, with the glasses. Right,
with the regular sun. There's no rules outside the eclipse that aren't the regular sun.
I don't agree with you.
At the regular sun.
It's very bright.
I've said that
to many people, and they've gotten very upset with me.
We all know that. You don't have to tell people walking around every day, don't look at the sun. They know.
Apparently you do, because it's whatever. Okay, you've got some facts. Sorry.
Well, those are the facts.
Those are the local? Okay.
If you want to watch locally, go to the Canadian Museum of Nature or look up with glasses on. Like the eclipse glasses, not just your regular glasses.
No.
Or even just sunglasses.
My favorite thing that I've learned, because I've done a little bit of eclipse reading recently, is that this whole Bailey's beads phenomenon. So when there's a full eclipse, Jason, because the edge of the moon the sun isn't smooth.
Oh, I see.
It's not what the headliner does at the Gentleman's Club.
Yeah, I thought it was something you purchased at like the stag shop.
No.
Bailey's beads.
Turning
a new leaf.
So
okay, go ahead.
Because the surface is not clean. When there's actually a moon in front of it, you can stop it. You can see little beads around.
Oh, okay.
This guy's last name was Bailey, was the first one to observe it. And so they named it after him, Bailey's Beads.
All right.
That's cool.
Mm.
It is very hyped up, obviously. But this is a total eclipse.
It's a special event. I guess. I mean...
Now, it wouldn't be as hyped up in places that aren't in the path of totality.
Right.
Right?
Or close to it.
Or close to it. Because there's other places, it's not even, I can barely even see it.
It'll still be a pretty solid eclipse in most places. It's just not totality.
So this is when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun. That is a solar eclipse, right? So then what is a lunar eclipse? When the Earth... is directly in between, and so you don't, like, you know what I mean? You're both Homer Simpson.
I gotta be honest, I don't know. I probably should have more interest in eclipse and things like that, but I just don't, it doesn't really matter to me. I don't care about it. I'll have a look at the video afterwards.
Well, like, the sun is like,
Did you describe what the sun is?
No, I was gonna say, it's like you need a good antagonist to have a good protagonist. I'm a big moon guy.
A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the sun and the Earth, causing the moon to cast a shadow. A lunar eclipse is when the Earth is in between the sun and the moon, causing Earth to cast a shadow on the moon.
Right. Oh, okay.
So you'll look at the moon and the moon will vanish.
Oh, okay. And then come back.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But I think there's lunar eclipses a lot more than solar eclipses.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are some eclipse facts for you.
If
you want to watch, it's next Monday.
Jupiter must have mad eclipses, bro.
Well, because they got all the moons.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a big planet, too, right?
Yeah.
So many moons,
though. Mad eclipse.
So many moons. It's just like nonstop. Sun's just batting away moons. Like, get out of here. I'm trying to be a sunshine on this planet.
We should do something fun for the eclipse.
I got an idea.
Okay.
I got an idea.
What is that?
Oh, you want me to say it now or you want me to save it?
To save it.
Okay.
Do you want to tease it?
Yeah, you're going to get something. Get something sweet.
All right. Get something sweet.
That's
you'll be able to get something.
You're saying enough.
If you come by the radio station, you'll be able to get something.
I gave more information with my dumb Jupiter accent or moon.
Jupiter? This guy's accent king. He does planets.
I did the sun.
You did the sun. Yeah,
get that's out true. Of here with all your moons.
Jupiter.
Why does he talk
like that? I don't know. He can talk like anything.
It's the sun.
Yeah, yeah. But no one knows what the sun sounds like.
He's the boss.
Yeah, he would have quite the complex. He would. He would. He's top dog. He's
in
top
our
dog
solar
out
system.
Yeah.
In the galaxy, he's not that big. There's way bigger stars.
He'd be on the board of directors, I imagine.
Are you the biggest star in the galaxy? With all your TikTok fans?
Not at all. I'm not even the biggest star in town, let alone.
Oh, that's fair.
Anyways, yeah. Well, Jamie's got a surprise for you on Eclipse Day. So we'll look forward to that. Maybe we'll give some more hints as we get closer. All right. Right now, is that Bush?
Yes.
All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Quickly, just reminding you on my side, my story is that you should go by Shea106.com. And vote on our final two for the March Madness of Small Towns.
Yeah, it's Almont and Carlton Place once again battling it out.
Rematch.
Would you like an update?
Sure.
On what?
Not the exact score, but the amount.
Yeah, just say who. Don't say who, but say how many votes are splitting them right now.
85.
85 votes. 85. That's it.
That's it.
That's not a lot. Go vote. All right. And we'll figure out who the champion is again, the best small town around town, and we'll have a party there. Who wants to go next?
I can go next. Okay. So they did a study. It was kind of a loneliness study that they did. But it's not lonely to me. Okay. They said 40% of adults have gone at least 3 days without a face-to-face conversation with another person. And apparently that's bad. I saw that story as a positive.
Okay. That would be a good week for you? Three days without anyone?
Like, yeah, it's
even
fine.
Your wife, even your kids, like no one?
Well, it's not something I desire, but like it wouldn't bother me.
No. Yeah, it wouldn't bother me either.
I've come pretty close to doing it.
Yeah.
Like I was living at home and I was doing overnights at a radio station. And my parents would go to Florida. So I was by myself. And so I would literally, sometimes I would cross over with whatever the shift was leaving. But even still, though, you go to the grocery store or something, you're having a face-to-face meeting with someone. Like, 3 days is a lot.
I mean, like a single person? Like a conversation.
Okay.
And it's apparently making some people feel lonely.
I
don't think I've ever felt lonely.
No, me either. But, I mean, some people do.
Yeah.
My wife is very easy to loneliness. She likes company all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Just likes people
around.
And if there's no one around, the TVs are on and the volume's up. Okay. She just likes that.
Well, I do like having the TV on or some music or something like that. But it's not because
I'm okay in total silence by myself.
Yeah. No, I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's different, though, because you're not seeking company.
No, I'm not.
If
I'm
people
not
are seeking company and don't have it, I mean, that's obviously
what
it
would
be different.
Wrong.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough. All right, Jamie, what do you got?
You guys ever seen a cow?
Lots of times.
There's a shocking amount of people who've never seen a cow in real life.
Really? I guess if you live in the city, right? You don't have the opportunity. Sure.
And these are young people. 42% have never like felt the simple joy of seeing a cow in real life.
Even where I grew up, though, like there was like a local farm thing that people would go to, like in one of the parks, and you would be near a cow.
Yeah.
You could touch a cow if it came to the fence, and that was a city.
What's near? Like, what's the distance? Like, drive by one on the road? Like, you have to be pretty secluded human enough to at least drive driven by a cow on the road.
Yeah, but some people have never even left Centertown in their lives, maybe.
Oh, that's a good
point.
You
know what I mean? I get it, but the average.
You're right.
I mean,
last year, drive by a field. When I was riding to work one morning, I had to stop on the road because there was a cow on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That's
not something you want to hit.
Mm. No.
They're pretty heavy. But it was just chilling. Just going from one side of the road to the other. Fence it. Come on, done.
They actually are kind of sweet animals.
They are. They're just like big puppies.
Not aggressive at all.
No. I've had a cow suck my thumb. Because you hold it out, it looks like their mother's teat.
Oh.
So I was a young man.
Is this leading somewhere else?
No. I was a teenager. And
nothing you're saying is helping.
I was working. And I was at a farm, working on a farm.
You didn't bring a milk crate with you, did you?
No, I didn't. And the guy at the farm was like, hey, go stick your thumb out. And I mean being like, okay, I better do what the guy says.
Uh-huh.
It was in the same era when I was asked to test the fluid under a tractor, but my boss had peed in a puddle and
right. like that,
and asked me to smell my fingers. So it was around that same kind of era. So I was like, oh, okay.
The best era. Yeah.
So, yeah. Or like, hey, just grab that fence. I'm like, no, it's electric fence. No, I turned it off. Zap! Ah! Oh, thanks, yeah. boss. So he's like, go stick your thumb out in the pen there.
Uh-huh.
So I did. And a little baby cow came over. My thumb. I was like, well, I could see how this is a little weird, but it was also very calming. You know?
Yeah.
Rough.
I can see how rough tongue. Weird. Oh, yeah, they got a rough tongue.
Can you see how that's a little weird?
Yeah, you don't know, like, at the time.
Yeah.
Like, at the time, just I was time? Like, my hand was sticking into the stick, and this thing's sucking on my thumb, and I was this is a bit odd.
Yeah.
But I was also, it's kind of common. I almost didn't want to leave.
Have you done it since?
No.
Okay.
I don't yearn.
It's like when
to
a dog licks your hand for a long time for whatever reason. You're like, this is kind of gross, but also kind of all right.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah. Like, you're like, yeah, you know?
Sure. It's wet. Chris knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, putting our body parts in animals' mouths.
All right, then.
Oh, all just fingers and hands.
All right.
Sometimes my dog will lick my leg. I'm wearing shorts. Okay. All right. Anyway. Getting a little high on the thigh there, fella.
Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want to reach us 24 hours a day, it's 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, this has been a hot topic across the country over the last several weeks.
Okay.
Big day yesterday, the carbon tax.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is exactly accurate. Everyone has an opinion, and I don't know what is the right one, and I don't know all the facts. I will say that first.
Okay.
Okay.
Morning, guys. Just a comment on your carbon tax rebate thing and how smart our government is. Anyway, I don't understand how you're giving out a rebate and not just charging less. What's with the rebate? Now you're giving a rebate to people that own an electric vehicle, that take their bikes in, that take the bus, that do not contribute to the carbon tax that we're paying. But yet they're going to get a refund. Sorry, but that to me just does not make any sense. Why not just lower the carbon tax and get rid of this freaking rebate? Anyway, love the show, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking that.
Like there's people who don't. Yeah, it's everything though, right? Like you buy groceries,
everything. But it's also targets businesses and stuff like that, hoping that they will either switch to fuel types or use less carbon, so that they will get taxed less overall. So it's just a blanket tax.
It's not just gasoline, right?
No, it's everything.
It's all sorts of
everything that involves burning fossil fuels, basically. So and carbon emissions. So they blanket everything, and then they give folks. The point is blanket everyone and then give the individual people the rebate. Hoping to, because if you use less carbon, you'll pay less tax, but you'll also get a rebate. So it's another incentive to sort of use less of it. The whole point is to try to push businesses and people to use less of it.
Yes.
Whether or not that's happening is another thing.
Though our country's a fairly minor contributor to
very small
carbon in the entire world.
And where that money goes... Other questions, right? Like these are some of the questions.
There's a lot of things. The thing is, if they're calling it the carbon tax, but if they weren't going to tax you on that, they're going to tax you on something else. You know, they always need more money.
We pay a lot
of
tax.
Yeah,
we pay an absolute boatload of tax.
Yeah.
So the most vocal, would you guys agree? The most vocal against it, the most vocal, very hardcore against the carbon tax, would be fans of Elon Musk.
Not necessarily.
And his personality, right?
There's all the premiers yesterday. A lot of the premiers, including the one liberal premier, was speaking out against it. So
okay,
but that's also a popularity thing. They know the general population doesn't want to pay more tax, regardless. Because if this tax is a true effort to cut carbon and to help our planet, there are people that will still not care. Would still be like, I don't care about the future of this planet. I just want to save money now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that there is a history of humanity doing things to make life better for the next generations, aka the boomers are the king of them. You know what I mean? So,
But you have to also, like, would you want to make your life harder? So, you know what I mean? Like,
but what degree of hard are we talking?
Of course.
Slightly more irritating so that the
future generations won't have the forests on fire for the entire summer every year. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not.
It depends on what stage of life you're in, right?
I'm just saying that's their side of it.
Okay.
What you? What no, stage I'm, of life?
No, meaning what? Not stage.
An extra
stage,
20 bucks no, a no. month or the forest well, burning down?
Yeah, but what if you can't, what if you're a single mom or dad of three and that does cost you a lot? An extra $100 a month would go a long way. Like, you
of
know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're going
sure.
to be like, well, sure. the forest might not burn down in 100 years. I don't think so when you're struggling to put food on your table to feed your kids.
Of course, yeah, because we all just think about
That's
ourselves.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. sometimes you got to be selfish.
Yeah, but sometimes we're always selfish. Our species is 100% selfish.
Of course.
What do you mean?
Like, it's really the only thing
it's
we
the
do
other
well.
Thing we have to be less of, not selfish.
I know.
There's not a shortage of selfishness in the human species. That's the craziest thing you've ever said.
Statement that either, though.
You 100% can blanket statement that.
No, you can't blanket statement that, oh, whatever, everyone's just got to give up a little. Because not everyone has a little to give up, is what I'm saying.
Mm. Well, like, you know what I mean?
People are struggling.
Fair,
we talk about all the time on the show that people are, of course it isn't, but.
Hey.
I'm not arguing.
It's a struggle for everybody. But
the reason I brought up Musk is because he came out and said the only way to do climate change is a universal carbon tax. Yeah. He said that's the only way to do it.
And buy my electric car.
Well, yeah, that probably helps too. Yeah.
Until the winter.
Even though it costs a lot of money to mine his batteries and pollution and stuff like that.
I'm not claiming I have the answers for anything. I'm in no way on either side. I'm just saying. That's their side of the argument.
Oh, I
the other side is
that.
I don't have any money to give you, which is your side of the argument, which I agree with as well.
And then they can't take that money because you don't have it.
Yeah.
Well, got another. Thanks for the Dougie call. Mm-hmm. Very highly contested.
It's a hot topic.
So this is another really serious one here.
Sure.
Just to quickly,
if a guy doesn't have any hair on his fingers, must have a lot of bonfires.
Thanks, bro.
What was that?
If he doesn't have hair on his fingers, he must have a lot of bonfires, I guess so. Or he's just not careful.
If you know a guy who doesn't have hair on his fingers, he must have a lot of bonfires?
I have almost no hair on my fingers.
Yeah, but you have no hair in your body.
Yeah. So that's what I mean.
And I have a decent amount of hair on my fingers, and I have bonfires.
You have way more outside fires than he does.
I just don't stick my hand in them.
Does the barbecue count as fires when I don't clean the grease out for a bit?
I've burned more hair off my hands on the barbecue than I have at bonfires, for sure.
I used to have hair, and then I had a flare-up of psoriasis, and it took it all away. How does that make you feel, sir? Maybe he just has psoriasis.
Or can't alopecia.
Yeah, you can't blanket statement.
You can't blanket statement like that.
How dare you? How dare you?
I had a grade 9 science teacher, and his hair was so long on his fingers that when he wrote on the paper, it would drag. It was crazy.
Like, why wouldn't he trim that?
He's a good guy.
He wasn't? No, he's not.
He was a pretty friendly
guy. Not a good guy. It's like the ladies in school with the mole, the gigantic 3-inch hair, and then they get mad when people make fun of your hair. Trim the hair, man.
Yeah.
Cut it back.
You know what you're doing.
Do yourself a favor. You're not proving anything to the world with your big hairy mole.
My kids had a teacher with a hairy face mole.
Yeah.
And it's just like curly hair.
What's about that profession?
It would just drive me nuts because you could see it.
Yeah, right? I mean, in your peripheral all the time. Yeah. I got one eyebrow hair. It's a little long. I want to rip my whole eyebrow off, let alone like this three spider legs growing out of a... Anyways, if you suffer from that, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's it for this edition of the Dougies. Yeah.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right and you can win $1,000.
On a Biggs and Barr Show. Now, it's an exciting day, because if you listen to this contest at all, you know that the first question will be the same answer for weeks on end. A place. As Jamie finds a song about a place. Do we have a new place today, Jamie?
We have a new place, boys.
We have a new place. So the first question will no longer be Louisiana. It'll be someplace new. But he usually makes the first couple real easy.
All right.
To settle you all in. So, who we got?
We have Chris on the phone.
Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
You got 30 seconds. Sorry. Not often do people answer the name with here. But you have you have 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. You can pass to come back. Your first answer for each one is the one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that can win you up to $1,000, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. What is the largest city in the state of Utah?
Salt Lake.
What is the strongest urinator in the animal kingdom?
Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
What is the strongest urinator in the animal kingdom?
The elephant.
Who wrote The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, The Princess and the Pea, and The Emperor's New Clothes?
Pass.
What Mega Powers members fought at WrestleMania 5 for the WWF title, as well as Miss Elizabeth's heart?
Randy Macho Man Savage and Hulk Hogan.
Well, I will ask.
Yeah.
What is worse, rolling your ankle or jamming a finger?
Ooh, rolling your ankle.
All right, let's go over your answers. Those questions were long, so I gave
Yeah, it's fine.
What is worse, rolling your ankle or jamming your finger? You said ankle.
It sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. That's fine. Yeah, ankle. I've done both.
I jam my finger so badly so many times that they look like this now.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, I can't make them straight.
Oh! Look at them popping, locking.
Yeah.
So. What Mega Powers members fought at WrestleMania 5 for the WWF title, as well as Miss Elizabeth's heart? You somehow knew it was Macho Man and Hulk Hogan.
How did you? What do you mean somehow?
Somehow.
Mega Powers,
Mega
man.
Mega Powers, man, and Miss Elizabeth.
And Miss Elizabeth gave so many hints.
I would have gotten one.
Macho?
Yeah.
But not Hogan?
How would I remember that?
He said Mega Powers, man. It was Hogan and Macho.
Who wrote The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, The Princess and the Pea, and The Emperor's New Clothes? You passed on that. It was Hans Christian Andersen.
Oh, right. Big birth date to gave for him.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't he like dead?
He's been dead since the 1800s.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Okay. What is the strongest urinator in the animal kingdom? You said elephant. That's incorrect. Mm. It's the cicada. It is far stronger of a urinator than an elephant.
What does that mean?
It pees hard.
Pees harder.
Oh, the hardest, like the force, the most force?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can it hurt you with its pee?
No, but I just based on its size.
It's a little bug.
Yeah.
Is that why it's screaming all the time? Because it hurts so much to pee?
It might.
It comes out so hard?
Maybe that's just the noise it makes when it pees.
What a job. Measuring animals.
The force of urination of animals.
Probably pays good.
It sounds like the worst job.
Yeah.
And what is the largest city in the state of Utah? You said Salt Lake City. That's correct. Yeah. Is that the Beach Boys?
You probably started it.
Well, I tried. That's what I was.
Yeah. Anyway, you didn't win, Chris. No, you did okay. Did pretty good.
I can't wait to tell everybody at work about this cicada.
Okay.
There you go. See?
You got something to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to talk about today.
All right. Attaboy, Chris. You get it. Have a good day, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. Remember to tell all your friends at work about us. Tell everybody.
Yeah, the cicadas are the strongest urinators in the animal kingdom. Their flow rate puts humans and elephants to shame.
How much pee can they hold inside them?
Well, they also have...
They're like the size of a quarter. Yeah,
they also have pumps in their heads that pull moisture from the roots of trees, allowing them to feed for more than a decade underground.
Yeah, they don't come up.
That's the thing, right? They're like, that's what they give the names to sleeper cells. They call them like cicadas.
Yeah, because it's like every 7 years or something.
They
apparently there's a double cycle coming up where there's going to be like two different cycles together.
Wow.
It's going to be a huge.
You got to watch out for them.
Year. I don't know.
They also are being ravaged by sexually transmitted disease that turns them into zombies.
What?
This disease, which is a fungus, causes their private parts to fall off.
How do they pee?
Okay. All right. I've learned enough about cicadas.
All right.
they have fire hoses for pee.
Yeah, until they fall off.
Until they get a fungus that turns them into zombies and their junk falls off.
Yeah.
I used to hate them. I feel for them now. Yeah. That's why they're screaming.
Maybe.
That's why they're in the trees screaming.
Because
they're either hanging on for dear life because their fire hose flow is trying to knock them out of the tree.
Could
or there's
that.
A fungus trying to rot their junk off. I'd be screaming all day, too. Man, we need awareness day for cicadas.
There probably is one.
It's poor guys.
Yeah. Takes them out of their circadian rhythm.
What?
It's a joke.
That was a joke?
It's supposed to be. You should just need to be smart to get it.
All right.
We can move on anytime.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Ottawa's Rock Station, Shea 106 for the Biggs and Bar Show. Your high today around 15. Some chance of showers in the afternoon, low around +5 overnight. We got to do a circle time. A circle is a shape. It goes around and around. It's
spot in the show. Each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Jamie, you want to go first?
Wait, I was just perusing the back end, we call it here.
Pardon?
Not my back end.
Mm. Oh.
That's tough. I'm not that flexible.
I was
going to
say, like, other people touch that soundboard.
Whose back end are you walking around looking at?
The back end of the March Madness of small towns here, where I can see the vote count.
Gotcha.
For the finals here between Carlton Place and Almont. And she's close. 86 votes separated still.
Ooh.
Separating the two towns. I'm not going to say who's in the league because you don't want to sway anything.
No.
No, of course not.
But another.
It's tight, man.
Toit battle.
Toit.
The winner, of course, will welcome us with opening arms.
Throw together having both mayors on together on Thursday.
I was thinking that, yeah.
Maybe we'll try and pull that off and see if we can get that. All right, we'll go vote.
Do a mayor off.
Yeah. Who's the best mayor?
Whatever that means.
I don't know. We'll ask some ridiculous questions and whichever one's answered the way we like better, we'll say is the better mayor. Jason, what do you got?
Well, younger generations usually get harshed on by the older generations for, you know, being soft and doing things differently. But I think this is actually a pretty good idea. So they had a poll of people under 30, so the Gen Zers.
Okay.
And apparently 65% when they go on a first date would rather just do it virtually than actually go out.
That's not bad because a first date is such a crapshoot, right?
It's efficient. It's cheaper. You both get the idea. You know, talk to each other a little bit. And then if it's worth an actual in-person visit, you go out.
I'm kind of torn because that does make sense. It does save money. They don't have to spend money on a date. You don't have to put yourself out for in terms of time a whole lot except for just talking for a bit. The problem is we've had some
awkward,
wicked awkward Zoom conversations
with
people that it wouldn't be that awkward if we were in person. So
they're still awkward people.
Yeah.
It just, they're less awkward in person.
Yeah.
If you get along with someone on a Zoom call or something or a FaceTime, then you'll probably get along with them in life.
Well, there was that other study like a week ago, I think, that just said the average person's going to meet somebody online now. That's where you're going to meet people.
Yeah.
That's where the dating happens.
Oh, there was taboo. Like, I have some friends who got married from meeting on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember the old school ones.
I remember people being like, hey, don't tell anybody, okay? I was like, whatever, man. Like, a lot of people are doing it now, but that was like in, what, you know what I mean? I remember, hey, don't tell anybody.
No, it used to make fun of
very taboo.
You're dating online, the loser.
Not anymore. No. Like, you do it for everything. Like, I don't go to a restaurant unless I've looked at their website and menu first, generally.
For sure.
It's true.
I just want to know what's there.
Do the same with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, go look at their menu.
Creep them out.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, two things, but one is the main one. It's that this show, the power this show has is unbelievable. This radio station and specifically this show. When we talk about a problem, it gets solved. All right?
Okay.
Whether it's taxes or roads getting fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
We are the problem solvers. And I talked about something a couple times. You guys thought I was crazy, but I talked about it. And now it's been solved.
Please tell us.
I'm building suspense. I happened to walk into a Loblaws yesterday. And guess whose bananas were yellow?
Oh, Loblaws?
Guess whose bananas were yellow?
All right, we'll take credit
for that. After months of asking the insanity, why do you put out the greenest bananas and making a big deal about it last week, finally walking in yellow bananas.
Sure.
I was so excited.
Yeah, we'll take credit.
Well, that,
like, that's what I did.
That deserves one of these.
Yeah, let's take credit for that for sure.
It's a glorious day.
It's a powerful show.
Yeah, we got that. We got the power.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I got the power.
All right.
Anyways, yeah. So there's that.
Okay. Well, if the show is powerful, I need the bearing on my car fixed and everyone's booked up for a couple weeks because it's tire season.
Right, yeah.
So fit me in, okay?
Yeah. Somebody
it seems
fit
like
Jason
an easy
in.
Job.
Somebody fit Jason in.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's the second part?
I said my doctor sucked. Guess we got a new doctor.
Yeah, there
Bam!
You go.
Wow.
The power of the show. Second part is, do you see this grandma doing the plank?
In Alberta.
Okay.
4.5 hours she planked for.
What a ridiculous long plank.
Donnelly and Wild. Anyways, we're not going to get into it right now, but I thought maybe Jamie could try.
Oh, like a local obese man tries plank?
Uh-huh.
That would be the headline?
I wouldn't have framed it like that. I would have said my friend Jamie tries the plank.
Well, because it says grandmother planks. So how would you?
Well, you're a dad. Local dad.
Local morbidly obese dad tries plank.
I don't know why you guys got to keep throwing the obese part into
it. He brought it up.
I know he brought it up.
Yeah.
But, well, because it makes it more impressive if I'm able to actually do a little bit of a plank.
Local tubbo.
Local tubbo.
See, now you're just being rude. Yeah,
local tubbo.
You have to use the scientific terms, Chris.
Local lardass does plank. Thank you.
How terrible were people back in the day throwing words like tubbo and lardass around?
Hey, tubby.
That is so awful.
Out of the way, tubby.
Anyways, do you want to try?
Yeah, I'll do a...
Four and a half hour plank?
I'll try. Can I try for 4 minutes? Ooh, that'd be tough.
We'll just see how long you go.
I'll see how long I go for.
All right.
4 minutes.
We'll try to find some like obscure plank record that maybe like put it with a cup on your shoulder or something that like I mean, I can give you the record no matter what you do. All right. I'm looking forward to it. Like, you ready to go? Like, right now, like, coming up, you can do it?
Well, I'm wearing pants and a shirt, so I'm ready.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
There's a woman by the name of Donna Jean Wild from Alberta who broke a Guinness World Record this past weekend for holding a plank for over 4.5 hours.
Good God.
Now, this isn't like the old lame internet planking where you just lie like a board on top of things. Like, so,
that's a world record?
4.5 hours, yeah.
Okay.
Like for her age or just whatever. Yeah. Either way. Let's,
I don't know.
That's a long time.
She's a grandma. She's
okay, so it must be in an age category.
You don't think for...
Because the longest one is a guy named Joseph Salak, known to his friends as Joska. He did it last year in May, and he was 9 hours, 38 minutes, and 47 seconds.
So it must be for age record.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or a lady thing. I don't know.
So we've got a comparable person to this lady.
Yeah, we have, the ladiest man we know, Jamie. What? It's not an insult. Man. Women are fantastic, beautiful creatures. You should be...
Great athletes.
Yeah. So, Jamie's going to try and plank. Now, we all know, let's just be real here, that you're not going to get anywhere near 4.5 hours.
Oh, no.
No.
So, what can we add to him to make it a record regardless of how well he does? Now, his competitive spirit will make himself push him as long as he can anyways. He's just that high of an athlete.
Gamer.
Yeah. But... Is there anything we can do to make it a world record?
You wind up this chicken and let it run on my back?
I won't. It won't stay.
You can drop that.
It's a wind up jumpy, bouncy chicken, but it needs a hard surface.
My back's lean.
All right. Let's just see how long you can go. All right. We'll say by a bearded ginger. And that way it's the longest plank. Is that a record?
On a hard table during a radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jamie's going to do it on the table right in front of us.
Oh, on the table.
Yeah, up on the desk over there.
All right.
On the floor, you wouldn't be able to see Jason.
Yeah, I could stand and use my eyes, but yeah. Like, the table's fine,
I am going to record a video of this.
Okay, great.
And we will post it. I'm just going to use my phone, though, because the cameras in the studio don't point at that part of the room.
Where do you want my head?
What?
Wherever you want it.
It doesn't much every way. You'll probably face Jason if you can. I mean...
It's going to stare deeply into my eyes.
What are you doing? Just get up on the table.
You take your shoes off?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, the shoes will help him get grip with his toes.
Yeah, you should wear shoes.
All right, so if you're just joining us, a woman set a new planking record, 4.5 hours. As a grandmother, I think, is the record.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's not a grandmother.
Close.
But he's going to see how long he can plank for here in the studio. And we'll see if we can get to even 4.5 minutes. You want to count a clock, Jason? You want to start a clock?
Yeah, I'll get a clock going here.
All right. You ready, Jamie?
Let's plank, baby!
Okay. When you get up there, I'll start the clock. Okay. Okay, ready?
Here we go.
And he's up. Okay.
Did you hear that? That was my elbow.
No, I didn't hear that. It probably would have been easier on the carpet. It would be softer on your elbows. I'm just going to go around and measure how high he is off the table.
I got a tape measure.
Okay.
We're good. He's clearing it.
Why? He has to clear a certain amount of height for it to count?
Well, he can't rest his belly on the table.
Well, yeah, but we could see that. How's it feeling, James?
I'm already shaking.
You're at 26 seconds.
Lock it in! Let's go.
Someone texted in that they do a plank with a 5-pound dumbbell on their back. But all our dumbbells here are much heavier.
Okay,
than
that. Cool guy. All right.
How's it feeling, James?
The table is tough.
Yeah, it's hurt your elbows.
A little harder on your elbows. Yeah. Does it hurt your fragile little?
You're doing pretty good. You're at like 53 seconds now.
You're just joining us. Jamie is trying a plank because a lady set a record for 4.5 hours doing a plank.
Yeah.
Jamie's, we said he couldn't even do 4.5 minutes.
No. You're over a minute now, so that's good. That's better than most people. That's pretty impressive.
A minute is better than most people.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's people that can't even hold it for 10 seconds.
A grandma did 4.5 hours and you're shaking like a puppy in the winter. Let's go.
What's wrong with your toes?
You're bending the wrong way.
What do you mean?
Your toes are bending. No, your toes are bending the correct way. Oh, he's done. 128. Not bad. Not bad, Jamie. 128. Yeah, your back and toes are sore?
Shoes are too loose.
Now the excuses come out.
You say your shoes are too loose?
He says his shoes are too loose and the table was too hard. But 128's respectable. I wouldn't be upset at that. Like, it's not as good as that old woman.
What's 4.5 hours divided by 90 seconds?
I don't know. That's math. I don't do math here.
What are you doing?
He's upset with himself and he's throwing things. Get back to your microphone so we can hear you.
Come talk, man. Tell us how you feel.
I can tell he's dejected by the way he's walking.
Someone said, how about holding the plank while burping the alphabet? That's what you should have done. So?
A little disappointed in myself.
You did a minute and a half. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I've done over two before.
Oh, yeah?
Have you?
Are you seven? If you recall, Chris bet his house that I couldn't do a two-minute plank.
When did that happen?
You're average.
A few years ago.
You're making
And I was
up.
Hitting 2 minutes. You started throwing, and then you came and pushed me over. So you owe me a house.
Okay. So I looked up average plank times for people. So below average would be 30 to 60 seconds. Average is 1 to 2 minutes. Above average, 2 to 4. And very good, 4 to 6.
Wow.
Oh, there you go. You did a beer.
So you're average. You're an average
with no
man.
Warm-up or like anything
like that.
Like
in every other category.
I haven't even eaten this morning.
You know?
That's fine to be average, I guess.
Yeah.
Common man.
Yeah.
I am the common man.
Pretty common.
Why do you sound so sad? I think you did a good job.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, I would be upset about it.
Well, maybe next week. Try again.
Are you going to practice?
Yeah, 100%.
Not on the show, right?
Oh. We can. We're slow.
Yeah.
We got nothing to talk about. Jamie, you want a plank?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah. Animal peeing facts and Jamie Plankin.
Yeah.
That's our new go-to when it's a slow day. All right. Well, you did not top the grandmother, but
no.
Hey, people are saying proud of you.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Pretty good. You know, someone asked if the table could hold you. That's not polite.
That's just rude. That's just rude.
Someone said minute and a half is good for a morbidly obese person.
Oh, yeah.
That's not wrong.
No.
I think you should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We're trying a new contest today. It's something somebody texted us. We're going to call it How Long.
How long, how long?
And it's basically, we're going to get Jamie to do something, a task of some sort. And we have four callers on the line, and they each have to guess how long Jamie's going to do it. Now, Jamie's not in the room right now, because he doesn't want the times to sway him.
Right.
You know, he wants to be completely impartial. So we're going to go through the phones here. Let's start.
Let's start with Alice.
Start with Alice. Hey, Alice.
Hey. Yeah, you got to put the phone up.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Yeah. I was turning down the radio. Sorry.
No, it was us. It's our fault, Alice. Alice, how long do you think Jamie can do the wall squat for?
Well, considering that he got to a minute 28 on his plank.
Right.
I mean, on stable, hard surface. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt of, like, 45 seconds.
Okay, 45 seconds.
Because I am fit, and I can barely do one. So
okay. Now, Jamie does have incredibly strong thighs.
Yeah, like
I just want you to know that. Like, he has scarily firm, large thighs. But right. Okay, fine.
So Alice says 45 seconds.
Okay, Alice.
Deborah.
Hang on. Deborah.
Hey, good morning.
Good. What's your guess?
Well, I'm thinking he's going to feel the burn at 4 minutes and 25 seconds.
4 minutes?
425.
Yeah.
My Lord.
What do you mean?
Okay. I hope it doesn't go that
yeah,
long.
I mean, we got other stuff all to
right.
do today.
But hold
yeah,
on, Deborah. Let's go all to right. Dave.
Now, that's a safe guess, though, because remember, it's like Price is Right rules. Like, you can't go
yeah,
over.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the closest guess without going over. Gotcha. All right, Dave, what do you think?
I think it's going to be 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay. All right, Dave, hold on.
And then is it Chris or Ted?
Chris or Ted? Are you Chris?
It's Ted.
Ted. All right.
Okay, Ted, what's your guess?
It's like Price is Right, eh? Yeah. I'm going to have to go with $1.
1 minute?
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. All right. Let me get Jamie back in here.
All right. Let's put him on hold. So everybody's on hold now. Thanks. Jamie, come in.
All right. So.
Stop watching.
Do you want to know the range or nothing? You don't know anything.
I don't want to know anything.
You don't want anything. Okay. So Jamie's back in the room. We have the four guesses for how long he can hold a wall squat, which is, if you don't know, it's basically like sitting against the wall.
Yeah.
In a with your legs in
this is what they used to
position.
Punish out of control teens with on yeah. Maury. Remember
it's
the drill?
Oh, really? It gets brutal. Yeah. It gets brutal. So, Jamie, if you want to go over and take the position,
okay. And you we tell me when to start the clock because I can't really see as you squat against the wall there.
Lower.
Yeah, lower. Oh, okay, right there. Start.
Okay, started. So this is a position Jamie often assumes at the side of the road.
Yes.
But normally you're holding on to something, right?
Or using a tree.
Yeah.
His eyes are closed. He is in
a zen state?
Straight focus mode. Okay. He is locked in. He's not letting us distract him at all.
Well, so far it's only been 20 seconds.
Don't discourage him. He's doing quite well. This is his second physical
absolutely,
thing
yeah.
we've asked him to do today. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. It's a big day for James.
I mean, maybe this was a bad one to start with because he does have, you know, legs like tree trunks and he may be able to.
He's pretty locked in. There's a bit of a quiver going.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying not to show with his face that he's in pain. He says his knees. He's pointing at his knees.
Hopefully he doesn't have to poo.
He might hold on long enough that his knees just pop. Like he might just snap his knees out.
Yeah. He's very competitive.
And then we're going to have to step over you for the rest of the morning because I'm not helping you.
You don't want to talk or yell anything
you
out?
You want to say anything? Anything?
Lightweight, baby!
Yeah.
So. Very famous weightlifting right. saying. What's he at? Time
wise. He's over a minute now. Minute seven.
All right. So two contestants are done.
Yeah, two are done. Alice and Ted are finished.
Yeah, they both guessed under a minute
so
for you, Softy.
We can get rid of them.
Yeah.
Alice and Ted is done.
So Dave, it's really if we cross Dave's threshold or not. Will he make it over Dave's threshold?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he will.
Look at him.
For all of you just joining us now, what we're doing is a contest called How Long, and
how
Jamie's
long?
Doing wall squats.
Yeah.
I know all of you are enthralled with this.
Mm.
I didn't think it would go this long.
We messed with his thighs. That's his
No, that's true.
Come on, James. Dig deep.
Come on, Jamie. You can do it.
You got it.
So he's got one more Christ. Time to beat, and then Deborah will win if...
He's done. He's done. What is it?
When I stopped it, 155.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty good. So
Dave's our winner.
Dave wins.
Dave is our winner.
The winner.
Congratulations.
Yay.
So, Jamie, can you get up or? He can't get up. His legs are jelly.
Did you hear him at the end?
No.
He just went, Christ.
He's got jelly legs. Pull yourself up and talk to Dave.
He played the yay music.
Yeah, it's very low. We can't hear it.
Yay.
So Dave had... guess that you would get 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was a reasonable guess.
That was pretty real. That's ballparking where I would have been. Deborah's lost her mind. She said you were going to go 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Four and a half.
425. Yeah. So.
Alice thought you were a punk and only gave you 45 seconds.
45.
Yeah. And Ted gave a minute.
Yeah. Quite a decent range, though. But how you doing?
Dave's our winner.
All right.
That's some practice.
Congratulations, Dave. You got $100.
Woohoo! Awesome.
Right. Nice, nice. All right. So, yeah, I mean...
empty stomach, too. Haven't eaten today.
I don't know why you keep talking about being hungry.
General, the energy! It's fuel!
To sit?
Fuel.
Anyway, they won't all be physical challenges when we do
Oh,
this.
No?
No, it'll be a bunch of different things.
Not like physical like that.
No, we're not going to put you in pain every
day. That's all right. No, I should be able to do that better. I've been getting a little bit better shape. I've been relaxing last week or something.
We know you love balancing things, so maybe that'll be a...
I do.
Yeah. We don't have a high enough ceiling here to really balance anything interesting, but we can figure it out. We'll figure it out.
There you go. That's a great suggestion by a listener for a contest.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
How long? We could even rotate. It doesn't always have to be Jamie. I mean,
yeah, I guess
sure,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to hurt, it's going to be Jamie. If there's pain involved, Jamie will be the one. But if not.
Like, how long could you be a jerk for?
His whole life.
Like 48 years. Yeah, yeah. Pretty long.
Yeah, not as long as others because I'm going to die sure, pretty young. But I mean, but yeah, good run.
Only 68.
Good run. All right. We got Circle Time coming up with Shea 106.
Song's about my knees right now. bad to the bone. Yeah. They are bad to the bone.
What are they?
Bad to the bone.
Yeah, Shea 106. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Little spot in the show dedicated to stories that caught our attention. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll go first. I just want to make sure people get over to Shea106.com and vote for either Almont or Carlton Place. Or Carlton Place or Almont for the March Madness of Small Towns. I don't want to put one before the other. I want to, you know, be fair, be neutral.
Will the returning champion win again, or will it be upset by last year's loser?
Yeah.
The margin keeps spreading just a little bit.
Just
by one at a time. Like, two votes will come in for one and another, and they keep piling in. It's about 90 votes.
I spend
the two. That's tight.
A decent amount of time in both places.
Me too.
So.
Not as much as you, but I have been to both pretty often. I like both for their own reasons, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, good luck to everybody. You have until Thursday, end of day, to vote. So please get on that. Shea106.com. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, a very popular event in the city, very, very popular, I have been, is seeking a new funding strategy amid financial headwinds. And they say, quote, we have to pivot. What could this be?
What are they pivoting on?
The Tulip Festival.
What else?
Has to pivot.
Don't they just have tulips? Like, what else do you have?
Like, what are you pivoting to? A different flower? It's going to be the Violet Festival?
No, because they always get sent tulips from the Netherlands because the Canadians liberated them. Like, they've been sending them since 1953. There's a lot of tulips over there if you've ever been.
Don't you just look at tulips at the Tulip Festival?
Yes.
Like, what else could you do?
No, I have been, and I don't want to rub anyone the wrong way here.
How could you?
Well, because what I'm about to say. I was expecting, the very first time I went, I was expecting more. I understand they're tulips. I was expecting like huge, huge display, but they just plant the gardens with all these beautiful flowers, if that's your thing. And there was some stuff going on, like there was a movie, like a big projector kind of thing being played for the kids. Like, you know, you could bring the kids to the park.
I understand what you're saying. You wanted a spectacle.
More of a spectacle.
But it's tulip.
It's Tulip Festival. I understand that.
Like, it's just... I don't expect anything from it other than there be some tulips there.
You gotta really love tulips.
And I don't. I think all flowers smell like pee, so I don't go.
Tulips are a nice flower.
They look nice, sure.
The event typically sees around 500,000 visitors, half a million, and costs around $800,000.
So what's the pivot? What are they pivoting? Did you explain that? Was I not listening?
No, they just want to be able to make more money.
Well, you gotta bring more to the table.
They
gotta
bring
tulips,
more to the table, yeah.
Because once you see it, also, you've seen it.
And also, obviously, getting towards the next generation, the younger folk,
appreciate
the flowers,
tulips.
Right? Yeah. So they really need a marketing pivot strategy, really.
What you need to do is what the museums do. Sorry, Jason.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Open a new exhibit every year, or try to every couple of years, so that there's something new for people to come see.
Like, remember Art Attack? Remember that show?
Great show.
And the guy would make huge things. Like maybe one year have a tulip art attack or something.
Maybe
they do that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Do they have like restaurants and things there to like, bands play and
stuff?
The big
lemon truck. Like, you know, the big lemon that travels around.
Okay, the lemonade truck. Yes,
lemonade, they have food and food trucks and stuff like that.
What else could they do? I think it's fine.
Yeah, like what? They have to attract the younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Who have the means to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe do like a Pokemon hunt in your gardens with your...
Wow.
I don't know. Something you want to get kids out. Kids aren't going to care about flowers regardless.
Hire Chris Biggs.
Yeah.
I'm good. All right, guys. So I got to mention this just because I would be a bad father if I didn't, but it's World Autism Awareness Day.
It is, yes.
And
a pretty high need nonverbal autistic son who takes up most of my time and my heart. And it's a day to draw. I don't talk about him that often on the show. When it's applicable, I do. But, you know, it's a day to draw awareness. I would like to draw a little more awareness to the kids like my son. Because autism gets a ton of airtime now because there's shows.
Sure.
That feature a lot of autistic kids, and there's but
they show a lot of high functioning.
They're all very high functioning kids who need help too. I mean, no way am I saying, but it's a different type of help. Whereas my son will need someone to look after him for his entire life.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of programs for kids like my son, especially at his age. And there's a lot of programs for you know, not enough, but there are more for kids that are higher functioning and verbal and stuff. And I'd like to see a little more push and help. For kids,
there's
like
a lot
my son.
Of kids like your son, right?
There are a lot. There are a lot. Mm-hmm. And he won't, like I said, he'll never be able to take care of himself.
Yeah.
So I don't think, unless there's some massive breakthrough in science, which hope, we all hope there is. But, you know, we're not planning for that. That would be appropriate planning. But so, yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to see that highlight a little bit more and a little bit focused on. But aside from that, you know, if you know anyone with who has autism in their families, one thing I always wonder is if people get insulted that I'm not around a lot, like as much as I, you know what I mean? Because my son is a full, like I don't do a lot of things because of my son.
Oh, right. No, because you're taking care of him. Yeah.
Because he's always with me. Like he's never not, if he's not with me, he's with his mom.
Yeah.
Like, well, he's always with one of us. And they're just, it's a cost of fortune to hire the proper people to take care of him. So we don't do as much socially as others do. And you always wonder if people take offense, or I don't reply as quick as sometimes other people do, or I don't do this, you know, because. And I wonder if I hope there's understanding. So if you know anyone in your life, any special needs kid, I hope you give them a little
yeah,
break.
The time, the time that is spent caring for their child.
That's all I do. And it's fine. I'm not complaining at all. It's just a different life. That's all. And anyways, so yeah, it's World Autism Awareness Day. If you know someone, and if you can support in any way, the community would really appreciate it.
I ask why it's the puzzle piece is the.
I don't know. It was just a piece they grabbed onto. I think it was Autism Speaks, which is one of the big charities that pushed the puzzle. I could be wrong. So then people just embraced it.
But is the puzzle because their brains work differently? It's like putting
the
puzzle.
They're all different, right? And it's always a puzzle to figure out how to, you know, reach them or how to make their lives as easy as possible or how to. I mean, every autistic kid is different.
Yeah.
You know, and that happens with a lot of stuff, but I mean, it's very like my kid from the kids you'll see on Love on the Spectrum or something, or whatever.
Yes,
yeah, very different.
Night and day, different people.
Yeah.
So
some of those people drive buses for a living, like you know what I mean? Like they have full time jobs.
Some people do reality TV shows and then claim they have autism.
Yeah.
So
that's why it's called a spectrum.
That's why it is. Yeah. It is.
That's why it's called
a
spectrum.
But as a kid, with
before you get to I know your true thoughts.
Anyways, it's fine. Support the day, support the folks you know, and we appreciate it. All right. We do have time for today's game.
No, let's rip. Today. Yeah, we've been a little long today.
Real, real long. Yeah. But thank you so much for tuning in our podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Don't forget to go listen at 9 o'clock. Amy's got another name for your payroll.
Yeah.
Anything else? Go vote for
Small
Towns for the final.
And that should be it.
And have yourself a great day. Mm-hmm. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.